ponds. A lot of evaporation, dirty old ponds. Ponds need work. Somebody who knows a lot about ponds, a lot more than we do here this morning on Home and Garden, is Arnie Deependale. He's from Redfish, Bluefish, Pond and Aquarium Specialists and Studio, which is quite nice. Good to see you, sir.
Good morning, Tony.
And a busy time of the year as well. Out-of-pond filtration systems, that's what I want to focus on this morning, and, yep, and evaporation. How many systems do we have available on the market?
Heaps.
Really?
Well,
how do we choose then?
There is a wide variety of choice for people who want to have pond filtration. But generally speaking, when you're talking about out-of-pond filtration, there's only really two categories of filtration available. You can choose between your gravity filters and then your canister for pressurized filters. One isn't better than the others. It's just a few things that you got to kind of keep into account. A gravity filter or a box filter is basically a system where water gets pumped over a set of media held in a box, and then it basically drains naturally using gravity back into your pond. Canister filters or pressurized filters are basically buckets holding your sponges, your media, and water gets pushed through those system, those layers, through a pump under pressure, meaning that the water coming out of the filter is still powerful enough to be sent up through a water feature, a fountain or a waterfall.
Do they vary based on what you're going to have in your pond? So say you wanted to just have plant life or you just wanted fish, like, or if you combine the two together, does it change it up
yes.
a lot?
Yeah, well, especially when you're talking about a pond sustaining aquatic life, fish, yeah. You know, turtles, amphibians.
You can put turtles outside in
yeah,
a pond?
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean...
Of course, I know you
during
can, but
winter,
at home, you know?
During winter, it's a bit different with turtles, but sure. I think that's a different topic. But filtered water for any pond is actually the best. Plants take part of the filtration... or take part in the filtration rather, but more on the chemical side of things, not so much on the particle side of things. So, bringing it back to what those systems are on the market, those are kind of the two categories. But when you're talking about gravity-fed filters, obviously one thing you've got to take into account is where you position it. It can't be lower than the pond, otherwise it won't work.
So we're always going to have a filtration system in a pond unless we've got fresh water coming into that pond.
Exactly.
Like in a larger situation.
Yeah, larger situations where people were lucky enough to have a well on their site, they've got less need of that.
That's water in and water out.
Water in, water out, exactly.
For out-of-pond filtration systems, what are we looking at cost-wise to set something up?
You can, well, it's basically the same with everything, really. You get what you pay for.
Yeah. So we need to pay more?
I would suggest so, because in my opinion, filtration is the life support of your pond system. And so investing a bit more in a decent filtration system will make your life...
Round numbers?
Talking about a couple of $100 to up to a couple of $1,000.
Depending on the size of the pond.
Size of the pond.
And I suppose that's quite important, because if you're spending all this time setting up a pond and then putting all your plant life and aquatic animals, whatever you want in there, you know, koi carp or, you know...
Koi is illegal in New Zealand.
he knows that.
Not at Stans.
He's a cat with pigeons.
Settle down. You've totally lost my train of thought.
On that note, Stan's quite right. You often go, I mean, the number of gardens and houses I go to where there are actually quite large, elaborate ponds which are dried out with a couple of pots sitting in them, and I'm looking at them going, just out of interest, and they're like, oh, yeah, that hasn't worked for 5 years. Yeah. And I was like, well, it's a huge structure.
Yeah.
Could be beautiful. Why have you not fixed it? And they, oh, got a leak or it got something. Mm. Or to be fair, they actually have no idea what happened, but more than likely the filtration stopped.
Yeah.
You've got to invest a quality product if you've spent, because they're not cheap to build, are they, Tony? A big, decent pond?
No.
Chuck a number at it. What are we looking at?
Well, you could go anything from 5,000 to 30,000.
5 to 30,000.
Just come back. Yeah, I'm going to sit on the 30,000.
You're going to sit on the 30,000. Yeah. So a $2,000 filter or a $3,000 filter to make sure your pond works for the
Absolutely.
Next decade is
well
a good
worth.
Thing.
Yeah.
Don't get fixated on that price, by the way, because it certainly goes north of that, and it keeps going north of that because there's Absolutely. Work involved into it. Mm.
Aquaculture.
So out-of-pond filtration systems is what we're discussing this morning. We know that we're looking at a range of between 200 and up into the thousands for a really good system.
For, I would say not 200. We're talking more $500
an hour. Okay, good. Next thing is evaporation. A lot of evaporation, even now. In fact, we were looking right back in October, even earlier, a lot of evaporation. Auto-refilling.
Yeah, auto-refilling. Well, evaporation, I wish we could stop it sometimes, but you can't. It's one of the elements we've all...
Out of a 10, I'll give you an example. Yeah. A 10 by 5 swimming pool at about 2 metres deep overall, a cubic metre of water a week will evaporate from that pool. That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
Auto-filling wouldn't be too complex, would it? It'd be like you could have like a stock trough where a ball cock drops and it opens the valve.
Exactly.
If you've got the space.
Yeah, well, not everyone has that. Not everyone needs that. I mean, just small ponds as big ponds, other top-off systems, sometimes a little bit overkill. Sometimes it's just as easy as chucking a hose in the in the pond and fill it up. But other top-off systems can, same thing. You can go as simple as a ball valve and integrate it into your watering system for your garden, or even just connect it up to a garden hose. Two fully automated systems with solenoid valves and floatless
switches.
Because
the other thing could be too much water. But do you ever have an issue where you have too much rainfall? Like sometimes
well, you have
we
an
get
overflow.
Around the country.
That's an overflow.
You
build an overflow into it.
Sometimes it warrants to do that.
Arnie, I need you to just say what you were saying about those float switches before. So we've got to keep the water levels topped up.
Yep.
There's definitely going to be an overflow. Mm-hmm. We know that. We'll take that. Just a little bit more on that that float switch.
Yeah, okay. So float switches or floatless switches are basically, depending on which system you're looking at, either a sensor system or with probes or a ball that's basically just a float in the water, that as the water drops, it follows,
it
kicks in, and automatically the water gets topped up, so it's connected to...
It's like the reverse of a pump system. And
exactly.
Exactly.
And as soon as the water level hits where it's been set to, then basically stops the water flow again. So as soon as evaporation goes lower, goes high enough so that the water level drops...
In my experience thus far... In life.
Yes.
I haven't met that many people who are really good at doing filtration and water systems and all the rest of it for ponds. There's a few, and they're really good, and they're in demand.
Yes.
Are you in demand?
Very much so. Very much so.
Hope you're not lying.
No, definitely not.
What are we going to do with our pond that we've spent $30,000 to under Tony's budget to build over summertime?
Well, you know, evaporation is one thing. Filtration, key. Definitely make sure
set up timers like auto...
You could. Filtration should be running 24/7. That's just the
so if it's set up well, you'd be fine to go away for 3 weeks at Christmas.
Absolutely.
And we're leaving it there. Good to meet you in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Arnie Deependale from Redfish, Bluefish, Pond and Aquarium Specialist.